Tower CBA Mobile. Say it isn't so. KO4PXB.
Well, Lloyd, I can say it isn't so, but I'm not sure what it is. But anyway, it's me again, Margaret.
Yep, we definitely grew up in somewhere in the same time frame because I know exactly who you're talking about. It's a good song.
I guess I'm dating myself, but I have the whole thing on a VHS tape. He does all his songs, you know, and that's just one of them. But boy, I tell you, there's some good ones on there. There's a couple of them that, I fast forward through that, you know, just aren't that good to me. I think it's one of his Christmas ones. It's just, I don't know, doesn't do anything for me, but I usually get a chuckle out of the rest of them.
Yeah, there are definitely some good songs on there. Pretty much like with anybody, you know, any singer, there's good and the bad. Another good comedian from a long time ago is Jerry Clowers. That's a, I always thought was very funny listening to.
Yeah, you know, I guess, I think his name was Cat Stevens, I believe. But anyway, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but, I mean, they were, some of his stuff was kind of suggestive, but at least it wasn't, you know, just, right out filthy.
Yeah, if you can find it, like I said, when you, some point in time you have internet access, Google the one where Gary Clowers was talking about picking up a Volkswagen for the first time. That is just beyond funny. It's pretty much a little bit of the story. They went to pick up a Volkswagen, the VW Bug, and they rode somewhere, I don't think they ever said, but it was extremely cold, and they said they froze a couple hundred miles because they didn't know how to turn the heater on. And one person saw the handles on the floor, and they mentioned, well, wonder what they do, and the guy said, don't move in the bottom, I'll fall out.
Yeah, well, yeah, they could have been, you know, they could have put themselves out of their misery there by flipping those, sliding those things. I believe they slid one way or the other. I'm not sure which. But, dang, you could have heat off the engine in just, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. And, because they were air-cooled and, you know, that 6-volt, was, you know, it was an interesting car. The engine put out like 35 horsepower or something like that, and, but anyway, I got the, in fact, I think that was the first car I ever drove that was a 6-shift. Guy who's a lot older than me. In fact, I was a teenager, but I had my license. And, he had an old VW, and he said, I said, you know, we're getting out there in the church parking lot, and I said, you know, would you let me drive it, around the block? He said, sure. He said, you can't hurt it. He tossed his keys, so I went and jumped in. And I've never driven a stick shift before, so I think I had to do was find me first, and it took me a minute, but I found it. And yeah, shifting the gears after that was really no problem. And I've always liked a stick shift, over an automatic.
Yeah, there are definitely some advantages to have a stick shift. One of the other parts, when they were talking about the VW, that they pulled up to a service station and was going to get gas, and they pulled up too far, and they couldn't figure out how to, get it in reverse, so they said they went around the block to come back into the service station.
Gosh, what the, you never heard of. It's obviously in need of repair, and you know, and I'm sure the inside's probably worse than the outside. So anyway, but I still wouldn't mind having it. I probably can't afford it because of where it is, but other than the road noise, I guess from telling them get a nice place to live. It'd definitely be a great place for an antenna.
Is it a newer house or an older house?
It's old. I would say it was probably built in the late 50s or 60s, and early 60s, I would imagine.
Okay, so not in the historical society old.
I guess it wouldn't fit in that category, but I just think of places like Earl Street, that's a historical area there, and I used to work with a guy that was his helper. He was he did a lot of carpenter stuff, remodeling and that kind of stuff for inside and out, and he did landscaping and all that. But anyway, he lived on Earl Street. I don't think they live there anymore, but I don't know what happened to him. Heck, he may be. But he was a good bit of a movie. He may have passed away. Honestly, I don't know. I just didn't keep up with him. He wasn't a very pleasant person to work for. One of the reasons I went back to college.
Yeah, when I worked in Spartanburg, I rode by one of the houses that was in his the Historical Society archive, and I guess they couldn't save it or get funding money to save it, but I thought because they were in there that they were kind of protected from being torn down. But yeah, they tore it down and put something else up there, and it was in the it's obviously still in the National Archives and Historical Society, and they did not tear down the slave quarters of the house, but they tore down the main house.
Interesting. You can see slave quarters in Charleston if you get to some of the plantations. They still have them standing, and evidently they keep them up to the point where they're not rotting away and by the weather and that type of thing. But back then was built apart from the house, away from the house, and a lot of people don't know what that's for, and that's because, they used fire, hello, in the kitchen, and so that way if the kitchen caught on fire, it would burn the house down. And one other little tidbit of info, it might help you win Jeopardy one night. Let me let the repeater drop here. When they carried the food from the kitchen to the house to serve it, the dogs would bark, and always had dogs around, and they made these little breaded things, and they deep fried them and fed them to the dogs to keep them from barking, and they would go, "Hush, puppies, hush." And that's how hush puppies came into being.
That's pretty vehicle, the one there in Spartanburg, actually had from the slave quarters to the main house, actually had an underground tunnel, so that way, during the winter time, they could actually just walk underneath the underground into the main house. They wouldn't have to be coming straight across the yard and to get to the main house.
Interesting. I've never heard that, but you know, in a way, it really doesn't surprise me. That they did have, you know, secret tunnels like that. And some of that may have come about, you know, because of the Civil War, who knows. It's really hard to know. But anyway, Charleston is a very historic place, and it's a beautiful place to visit. I lived on James Island, which is actually annexed into the city of Charleston, and I lived there 2.5 years. I was in the ministry, so I directed music at James Island First Baptist, and it's a lot more fun to get down there and visit than it is to live there. I'll just say that. And then this was before they had the James Island Expressway, so I lived on James Island, you know, on the church property. So I walked to my office, but my wife worked downtown. She had to drive, and sometimes the traffic was backed up past our driveway, which was a mile from the traffic light there at the Intercoastal Waterway where the bridge was. So some days I'd tell her, you might as well not be in a hurry to get to work, because I said, you're not going to be able to get out of the driveway.
Wonder how hard it'd be to ride a bicycle from there to Lexington. Wouldn't do very well during the summertime because the humidity there is like 200%.
4 CBA. Yeah, it is hot down there, and the mosquitoes are just, you know, they're terrible even during the day. About the only thing you had was the breeze. We lived near enough to the harbor, and just, I don't know, about 2 blocks from the Intercoastal Waterway, so we always seemed to have a breeze where we lived there on James Island. But boy, if that bridge ever, they ever had to, you know, stop traffic and open it for a ship, it just really messed up the traffic, and they would do that, you know, even during rush hour. So it was a mess. We always joke, there's 3 ways to get off of James Island. You either take the Wapoo Bridge, which is the, goes over the Intercoastal Waterway, or the Johns Island Bridge. You can go over to Johns Island and then hang a right and go up to Savannah Highway, but that is a long, you know, way to go unless you're working out in that area, like the mall or something, and or you could swim. So those were your options.
Yeah, and unless you were a good swimmer, another one would take quite a while. All right, so I'm now in my driveway at home, so please be careful, and I'll be clear on your final. It's KO4PXB.
try to behave yourself, and I'm sitting here in the parking lot, so I guess I'll get out and try to do something that looks like tennis, and and you have a good evening. Always a pleasure. 73 is KB4 CBA, clear.